Jennifer Dunning of the New York Times has called David Parsons one of the great movers of modern dance. Over the past 25 years, he's created more than 70 works for his company, Parsons Dance, and currently as part of their silver anniversary, Parsons Dance is performing his favorite repertory pieces and his rock dance opera, Remember Me, which features the lead vocalists and music of the band, the East Village Opera Company. It's all happening at the Joyce Theater on 8th Avenue and 19th Street now through February 21st. Welcome back to our show, David.
It's wonderful to be here again, Leonard.
Before we get to Remember Me, which we were listening a little bit to, your dance piece called Caught is being performed during every program at the Joyce. When did you create that one?
1982, and I was in Paul's company, and I actually did it
Paul
up
Taylor.
Yes. I was up in the Bronx. My brother had a building up there, and it was amazing for me because there was one of the first hip-hop groups was called Rock Steady Crew with Mr. Wiggles. And I saw hip-hop being born on the streets of the Bronx. And that manifested itself in, you know, guys spitting on linoleums on the corners, spray paint art, and what happened, the graffiti. And I did it on that program in the Yonkers with Rock Steady Crew. And Caught is a piece that's done to a strobe light, and it almost looks like a live photo session where the dancer doesn't touch the floor because a strobe fires.
Yeah,
in the dark.
It looks like people are flying, actually. Yeah. Well, some people might have seen hip hop and said, "Oh, that's stupid," and other people might have said, "Hey, that's something that I can use." But it's been widely regarded as your masterpiece. Do you know why it's been singled out that way? And what happens when you've done a lot of dances and somebody says, this is his masterpiece? How do you react to that?
Well, that just gives you more impetus to find that, to go forward. I mean, it is a thorn in my side. I made it at such a young age. But, you know, the connection is flying. You know, people dream of flying. And you just cannot deny that when an audience sees it and they just gape.
Has it changed at all? Because in 1982, I don't know whether any of the dancers who originally performed it are even dancing today.
Well, I did it for the last time and barely walked out of it 2 weeks ago for our gala. It was a blast.
Uh-huh.
It's been done all over the world by many, many wonderful dancers. Angel Coelho will do it for ABT's gala coming up, and he's done it before. And what was the question?
I've always wondered about choreographing
the
for
changes.
Certain dancers.
Yes.
New people come in, they can't always do the same thing the other one did, but they do something else particularly well. Does it change, or do you just simply find dancers who can do what you need?
It was made on my body, so there's some things that women can't do, and I wanted a woman to be able to do it, and Julie Bluma does it beautifully in my company right now, so there are some changes there, but they're minor. And you know, we keep fiddling, and over the years, it's grown.
Same thing happened with Remember Me?
Absolutely. I made Remember Me too quickly. We're a small company. We don't have a lot of funds. So basically, I wanted to do my first full-length evening piece. The music is by the East Village Opera Company, and I fell in love with the arrangements. It's rock and roll, but it's got a beautiful classical tinge to it. Peter Kieswalter did amazing arrangements, which really got me going as a choreographer. And I didn't finish it. I needed more time, and I brought it back.
It reimagines opera arias by Puccini, Verdi, Mozart, Schubert, but with a strong drum beat and played with guitars. And I wonder about the difference in choreographing to something where the beat is more implied, whether it's from a classical score or jazz, where the beat is often a little more subtly expressed, and rock, where it's right there.
I found that was the most difficult aspect of the music. And a couple of the tunes, it's just too prevalent.
Because it kind of forces you to obey the beat, doesn't it?
That's correct. And I use a lot of stillness to get by. It's only two of the pieces that really have that overriding beat. But what I do as a choreographer, because I've worked with, you know, ABT, New York City Ballet, Paris Opera. I've worked with ballet companies, and I've worked with many modern companies. The one thing, and I learned this from Paul and other choreographers in the contemporary world, we try to come up with a new vernacular, a new language to represent each new piece. It's very important. So we really worked intently on making sure that this movement was a new vocabulary for this music.
Now, it has a classic love triangle narrative, something that Paul Taylor has done a lot, has narratives in his dance. A lot of modern dance has no narrative at all.
Well, it comes to mind as Paul Sacre, a beautiful narrative. This narrative was done by myself, Tylee Ross, the lead singer of East Village, and also Anne-Marie Malazzo, who sing live on stage with Parsons to track.
The performance at the Joyce is a revised version of Remember Me. Have you edited it down?
I have edited it down slightly, but basically I took out all the non-essential crap. It's clean. Story's clean. Worked it.
So you keep on rethinking pieces over the years?
Well, I do. I mean, come on. I don't have two months of previews. So I really have to. It's really part. It's a constant evolution for me.
And this version of Remember Me has costumes designed by Austin Scarlett, who was on Project Runway just a few seasons back. So what's the matter?
No, it's just we were...
So you're thinking costumes as well.
Exactly. And we really wanted some color, and he's known for that, so that's why I jumped on him.
Mm-hmm. Now, my guest is David Parsons, who's celebrating his 25th anniversary. Also, your 50th birthday this year?
That's correct.
Just coincidental.
Yeah.
But you started your company, that means, when you were just 25 years old, although, as you have pointed out here, you've done an awful lot of stuff for other companies. When you choreograph for the ABT, for example, does that mean you still consider that dance one of your own and then you just can bring it to your own company?
Absolutely. The last company I worked with was Aspen Santa Fe, and we're actually doing a piece to Mozart that's done in my program. So it's a really great way for choreographers to add on to their repertoire. It's cost-effective because you don't have to pay. That's the biggest expense when you're paying those dancers in that rehearsal space. So it's really a wonderful way to build a repertoire by working with other companies.
How do you decide what kind of music to choreograph to? Is the music first, or are you thinking about something and then find music that fits?
It's usually the music is first, but there have been examples of me having just concepts, like the envelope to Rossini was done by just realizing how much paper pushing goes on the planet, and now it's more digital pushing. But mostly it is, Leonard, it's the music that makes me want to move, makes me want to create.
When you look back over your company's 25 years history, are there things that you've done that have surprised you?
You know,
I mean, do you see the same David Parsons today? Obviously, you've changed. But when you look back to some of the early things, do you still see you in them? Because sometimes a writer will tell me, I found something I wrote 20 years, 25 years ago, and I didn't remember that person.
Interesting. I what happens to me sometimes is there is movement that I see in Remember Me, the production now at the Joyce, that I did while I was first coming to New York City. I didn't think about it. I noticed the situation choreographically where I needed something, and it just, this movement comes from 25 years ago. It's quite astonishing.
Mm-hmm.
It's still in your body.
So to some degree, it's about the way your specific body reacts to music?
It's style. You build that style. And that's what makes contemporary dance so interesting. It really comes from the muscles of one person, the brain from one person. You push it over the years. Parsons does have a style, and it's known throughout the dance world. It's a very physical style.
So do dancers who feel that style is something they can relate to come to you?
That's right. I mean, like I said, we're known for that. So you have dancers who want to be pushed in that. It's highly physical, this stuff. You really have to be athlete dancer.
Mm-hmm. In June 2007, you were the first contemporary choreographer ever to stage work at the Arena di Verona in Verona, Italy. What work did you perform there?
Aida.
Mm. Does a venue like that influence a performance?
The venue is difficult because they're putting on so many opera productions there. You know how they get their sets onto the stage? Cranes. Lift it right over the side of the wall and set it down. I mean, it's like backstage is like a circus. It's spectacular.
But how important is the place you're performing in? The Joyce was actually designed with dance in mind. But if you're at City Center, is it totally different?
For us, no. You have to remember, this company has been touring pretty regularly since the inception. We just came back from Russia, and I was in Russia with Paul 30 years ago. So it was really an amazing moment for me.
That's a country that loves dance, but I suspect attitudes have changed since the fall of communism, no?
They have, but they're still hungry for contemporary work. We were absolutely sold out, and we'll be going back again because there's something about the movement style that really intrigued them.
Now, how did you wind up in Paul Taylor's dance company? You grew up in Kansas, didn't you?
Missouri. Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I came here on a train when I was 17.
Most New Yorkers think that Kansas City is in Kansas, although there is a Kansas City in Kansas.
They're right next to each other. So yeah, I came here and on a scholarship to Ailey, and I knew Christopher Gillis from a class in Missouri, and I called him and said, think I could come in and understudy with Paul? He was like, sure, give it a shot. Once I got in there, I needed a job. I wasn't leaving, and I didn't. And the next tour I did go on was Russia, and that was a State Department tour, Leonard.
Well, Paul Taylor's company has produced a lot of prominent choreographers. He obviously is inspiring people to think that way. Have you tried to do the same thing?
I have, and I've produced I've produced other choreographers. It's a different world now to start a dance company, but I think that I have been somebody who's been a mentor to many young choreographers, and I enjoy that.
Well, part of the problem with dancing is you can only go on so long in most cases. You danced, you said, recently, and you're nearing 50, but a lot of dancers, the wear and tear is just too much.
Well,
what do they do then? Some of them are leaving dancing in their 30s, aren't they?
Yes, I think so, but there's a proliferation of just Pilates and the gym, it's all changed. I mean, people make many more livings off of the physical activities. But I must say that I was a choreographer as a dancer, so I've always wanted to choreograph.
And you have kept a company going for 25 years in a time when many choreographers will tell you it's hard to do that sort of thing because funding is just so difficult to come by. Have there been times when you thought you weren't going to be able to make it?
No, because we something I learned about, the wonderful part about being an artist is that if you can build your world around you so you feel secure, I have incredible staff. I have dancers who are passionate. I have a board of directors and individual donors that don't want to see this thing go away. And that's what gives me my working with dancers. It's just that's one of the things that gets me going every day. So if you can build that world, it's pretty sustainable if you have the touring. And we have a wonderful booking agent, and that's the key.
You're at the Joyce for an extended stay through the 21st. Are you going to be touring with the same program after that?
We actually took this program down to Mexico and was really well received. After this, we're on our way to Sicily.
Hmm. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. I don't want to keep you from going to Sicily.
You wish you could go.
Take me along. David Parsons and Parsons Dance at the Joyce Theater with the East Village Opera Company and Remember Me, also Caught. What else are you doing?
Then we have some repertory next week, Wednesday and Thursday, and then the matinees are all repertory. So if you want to see Remember Me, come at the night.
Thank you so much for being with us again.
It's my pleasure.